Business. I'm Robin Lustig. This is NewsHour. Just a reminder now of our main headline. Research on HIV and AIDS in Africa shows that infection rates among men who have sex with other men can be up to 10 times higher than in the overall male population. Now, it's not easy selling cars in the current economic climate. It's even more difficult to sell trucks. So a truck dealer in the US state of Missouri has come up with a sales gimmick. He's offering a free AK-47 Kalashnikov submachine gun with every new truck. His name is Max Muller, and he's on the line now. Mr. Muller, I can see that you want to give your customers an incentive to buy a truck. Why are you offering them guns?
Well, because we're Americans. We love guns.
All of you?
Yeah, most of them. I mean, except for the commies.
And why particularly an AK-47?
Well, it's probably the most destructive assault rifle there is. It's bulletproof. You don't need to be a gun expert to keep it operating. You can take a AK-47 and throw it in a pond and come back 6 months later and it'll fire. It's a quite nice weapon. And for the purpose of home defense, it's for the price, it's very good. I mean, there's guns I would rather be shooting, but I can't afford to give those away.
Do you own one yourself?
Oh, multiple, sure.
You can't just give an AK-47 to anyone who comes onto your forecourt, can you?
No, not legally. They have to go through the proper background checks to get one. But, you know, we're Americans. We do any damn thing we want most of the time.
including giving away automatic weapons.
That's correct. It's not an automatic. It's a semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic.
Yes.
In what circumstances do you believe it would be legitimate for somebody who has bought one of your trucks actually to use one of these weapons?
Well, it's a great sporting gun. It's real fun for just going down and shooting stuff up, you know, and you got to run rounds through a gun to stay fresh with it, know how to operate it, but mainly for home defense. That gun will, they just murdered a man had 12 children in Florida, him and his wife. They seven guys busted through the door and executed him. Had that man had an AK-47, he'd have been alive today.
Nobody comes round to you when you make an offer of this kind from local state authorities or anybody and says, Mr. Muller, we're not so sure this is a good idea, do they?
Well, see, in America, our rights come from God, not from man. We have life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness granted to us by our Creator, not by man, not by the Queen. You know, all the strong people left London a long time ago for freedom, and they're all here. So we don't worry about any of that. And if the state authorities don't like it, they need to change the laws.
And you plainly don't agree with those people who say the more guns there are out there, the more dangerous it is.
Well, I think that's a correct statement to a certain extent. Let's be real. Let's try and be realist about this thing. If they took away the guns like they did in Australia, violent crime's going to go up because the only people going to give their guns back are the God-fearing, people that live within the law. Now, people like me that support the law, and by the way, law enforcement, I've had overwhelmingly positive response from them across the board. But every state in the country and the United States of America that we've passed conceal and carry license laws, which I have, we do conceal and carry license checks right here at the dealership. That means you can legally take a handgun and put it in your pocket or a rifle and hide it underneath your truck seat or whatever you want to do, and have it armed and loaded and ready to go. Every state in America that they've passed that law, violent crime has gone down dramatically. And you got to understand, the gun is a great equalizer. If you're for equality, you should be for guns.
Okay. Mr. Muller, we have to leave it there, I'm afraid, but thanks for talking to us. Max Muller there on the line from Missouri. Now, if you've ever kicked a football around and dreamt of being a world star, you probably had someone like the Portuguese player Cristiano Ronaldo as your model. But how about playing against Ronaldo? That's the prospect that's facing the Irish club Shamrock Rovers tonight when they're going to be playing a friendly match against Real Madrid in Dublin. Ronaldo's just joined Real Madrid from Manchester United and he's expected to be making his debut for the club tonight. But it's not only soccer fans who are keen to see him, as the BBC's Julie Kerb has been discovering.
Just off the main Dublin to Sligo Road in County Kildare lies Carton House and the location of my mission, a quest to see how close I can get to the world's most expensive footballer. The first obstacle is right in front of me, the burly bouncers guarding the entrance.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Luckily, I have accreditation and I'm waved through. But there are lots of young lads hanging around.